We as humans fail to see God's faithfulness in our lives. It's as if we are only operating from our short-term memory. Today we'll talk about how seeking to remember God's faithfulness brings about hope when times get hard. Let's get to it. Hey there. Are you wanting to grow in your spiritual life? Your role as a woman, mother, wife? Maybe things are good, but they could be better. Or maybe you're lonely, hurt, and at the end of your rope. Either way, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Sacred Calling. I'm your host, Andrea Nutt, and this is a podcast for Christian women. Walking out this journey can at times be challenging, and it may seem impossible to get unstuck, but I'm here to tell you that it's not. My goal is to offer a relatable space filled with hope and practical ways to build better, more God-centered lives. Your family is worth fighting for. I'm not one to journal consistently. It's something I wish I were better about, and it's somewhat of a regret as there are many things I would love to have documented. You know, not just for me, but for those who might read them when I'm gone. Because the few journal entries I have offer me great insight into something I so often fail to see or easily forget. And that is the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God throughout each decade, each stage of development, throughout each season, throughout each desert or mountaintop experience. And when I'm intentional about recalling events in my life where it is evident that God was at work, where I can see his provision, his comfort, it does something for me right here, right now. A personal example that I love to share is about 10 years ago, I prayerfully wrote down what I deeply desired. You see, we were not in a good place relationally, spiritually, financially, just all of it. And I wrote, I hope to one day be living in a small house where we could all be together, where I was hopefully homeschooling and my husband and I loved each other and we loved God and were able to minister to others. I hadn't looked at that journal for, you know, quite some time, but when I did, I saw every one of those desires that I prayed for answered. And it took some time for my husband and I to work, you know, past our hurts and forgive and heal and love each other deeply. And for our finances to be in order enough so that I could leave my career as a teacher and homeschool my kids. And it took time for God to work in us and, you know, to equip us for the ability to minister to others out of that time. It took a lot of time. And while those desires weren't on the forefront of my mind, God knew. He knew where he wanted to take me. He placed those desires in my heart. And often, you know, when time lags on, we forget. I forgot all about all of those desires. Maybe I thought about, you know, one or two from time to time, but I didn't remember that prayer. And we stop seeing, we stop looking for his faithfulness when, you know, time just sort of drags on. Funny thing is when I shared that journal entry with my husband, he wanted to know why I didn't ask for a big house. But reading that entry encourages and strengthens me for the things I'm facing today. There is something about having historical accounts from my personal life, of having tangible evidence to prove that God is in fact faithful and that he is always working. But you know what? We have another place where we can find historical accounts. There are documented events throughout the Bible of people experiencing the faithfulness of God. They too had, you know, times of doubt, times without, times of sickness, times of political unrest, times when others turned their backs on them, time when it just drug on. You know, Ruth lost her husband and followed her mother-in-law to a land that was foreign to her. And at that time, it was really hard for widows to have their needs met entirely. And God brought about Boaz to care for her. And he was faithful to meet her needs and her mother-in-law's needs. And Job, you know, when he was afflicted, destitute, and his friends were blaming him for his troubles, you know, God was with him. He sustained him, and in the end, he blessed his life. God had always been at work. And King David spoke of God's faithfulness over and over, despite his troubles, despite Saul when he was hunting him, despite his own personal sins and shortcomings, despite his family drama. He recounted the ways in which God was working in his life and proving himself faithful. You know, when we draw connections to these very real people with very real struggles, it provides us with even more evidence that God has been faithful, that he is faithful, and he will continue to be faithful. You know, one thing that humans throughout history have done is they've passed down their stories from generation to generation. Those things that they feel are really important for others to know and to remember. And in some cultures, that's still happening today. And when stories are shared, we are sharing life lessons. We share our values, our memories, just historical accounts of our culture. And one of the great things for us as Christians, you know, that comes from sharing our experiences is when we speak about the faithfulness of God, it offers hope to someone else. And God's people have and should continue to share their stories, to share the stories of his faithfulness with one another, to encourage those who are crushed in spirit, to encourage those where they're in a spot where time is just dragging on and they can't see clearly. You know, God also knows that we are an extremely forgetful people, which is why he has given us so many verses telling us to remember, to recount all that he has done. And we see that the Israelites were even given, they were even given a warning in Deuteronomy 6:12, where it says, "Then take heart, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." And if you're like me, maybe you're like, how could the Israelites have so quickly abandoned God for a golden calf after all those miracles? Like, if I saw those miracles, I would never, ever turn my back on him again. I would never forget. You know, after all he had done to free them from slavery. But if I'm honest, I am more like them than I'd like to admit. I am so forgetful, especially when my back's against the wall, when I can't see the way, which is why we are to be intentional about remembering. Isaiah 46:9, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me." Psalm 77:11, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your wonders of old." God also knows that we tend to become fixated on our problems and not on him. When disaster strikes or we are faced with hardships, we often have tunnel vision. We become anxious or fearful, and we forget what God can and is likely doing, which is why he also tells us to give thanks in all things. And part of that remembering is thanking God for the many ways he's been faithful. Because when we position our hearts towards thanksgiving, we can rest in knowing and trusting in God. We can have peace. We all know the verse, you know, "Do not be anxious about everything." But I like to include the ones before it and after it, because there is so much more that we are told to focus on and what the result will be. You know, be. So let's read Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the peace of God will be with you." Practice these things. It doesn't come naturally to live in this mindset, to be this intentional, because we're blown wherever the wind takes us. And you might be in a really hard season, and maybe you've thought little of giving thanks to God. Your anxiety is just taken over. You know, maybe you forget to remember his faithfulness. You know, those things that are worthy of praise. It does wonders for anxiety. It puts things into perspective and brings comfort and peace to our minds and hearts. Also, another great tip is that when we memorize scripture, we have truth to call upon when our feelings might tell us to fret, when we're filled with despair and have no hope. In a great place, Psalm 136, I'm not saying to memorize all of it, but read it. It says over and over, but give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And that is repeated as well as accounts of his faithfulness, like, you know, giving thanks for his creation, for deliverance, for provision. In Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Psalm 104, your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth and it stands fast. And there are other verses about God being faithful in, you know, our brokenness, in saving us from our sin, in, you know, bringing comfort. And I'm sure you can find verses that are, you know, more specific for your needs. But equipping yourself with truth for when, not if, life gets hard is vitally important. Now, I know I went over a lot, so let's just briefly recap the tips. You know, number one, journal. You know, keep a written record of his faithfulness. Number two, read the Bible to see numerous accounts of God's faithfulness. Number three, share with others and allow them to share with you to offer hope. Number four, remember, reflect, recall. Maybe go back and reread those journal entries. Number five, give thanks for his faithfulness. Practice being intentional, thinking on those things. Number six, memorize scripture. You know, have them in your back pocket for when life is rough. And as I went over these tips, even in this moment, I'm reminding myself of how useful they are. Because frankly, I get amnesia like the Israelites from time to time, and I can do better. In life, it may get hard and at times uncertain and scary, but God has been faithful, is being faithful, and will continue to be faithful to all generations. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you found something helpful or encouraging from today's podcast. If so, would you please leave a review or share it with a friend or two? This calling placed on us women is sacred, but it can be both messy and beautiful. We have got to keep contending, and we aren't meant to do it alone. I'll see you back here next time.